This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The fallout continues from Wednesday's deadly rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. A fifth person has died and several officials have quit over the breach. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday one of its officers died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. His death follows that of a protester shot and killed by police inside the Capitol Wednesday and three others who died of apparent medical emergencies. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund also submitted his resignation late Thursday, a source with knowledge of the matter told AP. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack. The District of Columbia's acting U.S. attorney said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the attack, most of them for unlawful entry of government property and firearms violations. Some who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after police publicized their identities. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C.'s mayor extended the state of public emergency to 15 days, ending the day after President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration. In COVID-related news, UK health regulators may grant emergency use authorization to Moderna Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine as soon as Friday, Bloomberg reported, citing people familiar with the matter. For more on these stories and all the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. New research suggests manufacturer Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine can protect against a mutation found in highly contagious variants of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
These particular variants are causing global concern, both sharing a common mutation called N501Y, which is a slight alteration on one spot of the spike protein that coats the virus. That change is believed to be the reason they can spread so easily. Pfizer says it's very reassuring to have found that at least this mutation does not seem to be a problem for vaccine efficacy. The study is preliminary and has not yet been reviewed by experts, a key step for medical research. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a two-day period Thursday, and the United States reported a one-day record Wednesday, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, Britain announced Thursday mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and three surrounding prefectures in response to a surge of new coronavirus cases in the capital city. The decree takes effect Friday and lasts until February 7th. Denmark is developing a digital, quote, vaccine passport, end quote, for people who have received a COVID-19 vaccine, a move that may enable them to travel to countries where such documentation is required during the pandemic. The health ministry said in a statement emailed Friday, quote, it is expected that there may be requirements from other countries to present vaccine documentation upon entry, end quote. The passport may be rolled out in the first months of this year to be assessed through the Danish public health website, the ministry said. It was not clear whether the passport would be available via an app. Brazil passed a milestone Thursday, recording more than 200,000 virus-related deaths, becoming the nation with the second highest death toll in the world. President Jair Bolsonaro acknowledged the death toll, but said in a speech after the new death numbers were released that the country cannot shut down to stop the spread of the virus. UK's competition watchdog said Friday it has launched an investigation into Google's proposals to remove third-party cookies and other functions from its Chrome browser, following concerns it would curb rival digital advertising. The investigation will assess whether the proposals could cause advertising dollars to become even more concentrated. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.